From the KDLL Newsroom, this is Econ 919, your weekly look at what keeps the Central Peninsula working. I'm Jay Barrett. Coming up this week, the owners of the former Agrium fertilizer plant in Nikiskie could be close to deciding whether to restart the facility. But first, beer. Kenai Joe's in Old Town is one of the oldest licensed establishments on the peninsula, founded by a Polish immigrant nearly 100 years ago. The definition of dive bar, the appropriate place for your peanut shells in Kenai Joe's, was on the plywood floor. But that's going to change with the new owners, Doug Hoag and Colton Hertog of Kenai River Brewing Company. They appeared on KDLL's Drinking on the Last Frontier with Bill Howell to discuss their plans. But first, a little bit more of Kenai Joe's history from the book Notorious Bars of Alaska by Doug Van de Graaff. Howell reads the entry.
John Kenai Joe Conseil Sr. was born in Poland in 1896. He made his way to Alaska via New York, Detroit, and Prince Rupert and arrived in the new town of Anchorage in 1915 and then Kenai in 1917. He built Kenai Joe's Roadhouse adjacent to the Kenai River and received title to the property from the federal government in 1934. In 1935, he built the building that currently houses the bar and obtained a retail liquor license. By 1947, he had a dispensary license. The same year, he married Elsie, and together they managed the bar and a hotel and raised two sons. Kenai Joe passed away in 1970, though Elsie was a partner in the bar until 1989 when Roy Howard took over. To Joe's We Goes is a popular settlement for the folk who live in the area. The bar is large with plenty of room to mingle, dance, play games, and celebrate being at a truly historical Alaska institution. So that's a pretty good entry about Kenai Joe's, and I'm glad to see that it's going to be in good hands in the future, that Colton and the rest of their crew will be taking good care of it, and that people will be able to continue to go to Kenai Joe's.
Kenai Joe's will not be a tap room like the Kenai River Brewing Company building in Soldotna. Instead, it will feature a full menu of drinks and, in the future, food. Colton Hertog explains their plans.
We're hoping by July 1st to open it and run it as is, as a bar, no food, until hopefully we're putting on a kitchen expansion that should be done by October, so we should have the kitchen open by October, November. We're going to start off pretty slow, start off with some sandwiches, appetizers, and then grow into some dinner entrees. We'll hopefully be able to do some whiskey dinners, beer dinners, wine dinners. We haven't set any hours for when we're doing just food just bar service, but once we start the food piece, we're hoping we'll probably have the kitchen open 11 to 9, 11 to 10 on the weekends. That way we'll be open for lunch and dinner, maybe getting some brunches over the winter. We're hoping to take advantage of the beer garden and have some live music out there. We'll be able to have live entertainment, games, just be able to have a full bar, liquor, beer, wine. Hopefully have some nicer liquors. We'll have a nice cocktail menu, some specialty cocktails to incorporate into the food. We'll keep everything fresh and local as possible with the food. Hopefully down the road, we have some pretty big plans to kind of open it up a little bit and get a better view of the bay there, but we don't want to change around too much because of the history, and we want to preserve some of that history that's in the place.
Turning to petroleum news, literally the weekly publication, Petroleum News, is reporting that the former Agrium fertilizer plant in Nikiskie could potentially reopen, but that we shouldn't hold our breath. The plant closed in 2007 due to a dwindling supply of feedstock. It is now owned by Nutrien. After a merger between Agrium and Potash Corporation in 2018, currently, government estimates put the untapped supply of natural gas in Cook Inlet and the Kenai Peninsula at 19 trillion cubic feet because of new exploration and production. The plant would need about 160 million cubic feet of natural gas a day when running full tilt. When running at capacity, the fertilizer plant provided about 400 high-paying jobs. And that's all for Econ 919 this week. Thanks to Bill Howell from Drinking on the Last Frontier for the assist. For KDLL's Shailen Cochran, I'm Jay Barrett.